Grand Canyon State welcomes you. Building a shed. Henry David Thoreau got tired of his rat race in the 1800s and retreated to Walden Pond in Concord, Massachusetts to live a simpler life. As a transcendentalist, he believed in getting close to nature with getting closer to truth, wisdom, God, and peace. He built himself a little cabin on Walden Pond, took daily walks, observed nature, documented his thoughts and daily chores in a book he called Walden, or Life in the Woods. My road trip mission is to help Chip and Lori get a start on their simpler life in the middle of nowhere in Arizona, 13 miles down a dirt road, off a narrow two-lane highway, leaving I-40 just past Gallup over the New Mexico state line. With 80% of Americans living in cities these days, the things you can't do in a free country are astounding. The 20% of Americans who live outside city limits are an independent breed. These folks move to a different drummer, value individual liberty, work, helping your neighbors, keeping government at bay. They used to be everywhere, be your neighbors, go to your church, run for office. Now they are scurrying out of the city as quick as they can get their backpacks together. When all hell breaks loose, do you really want to live in a city anywhere? Henry David Thoreau's book is still resonating 150 years later. I've heard, though, that even Henry would sneak back to town to have dinner with sympathetic readers and talk shop with Ralph Waldo Emerson over a glass of wine and a big piece of Widow Smith's award-winning angel food cake.